Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just the feeling. I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get was a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFOradio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that would help us grow. Tonight I'm joined by Gerald, and Gerald had a really interesting UFO encounter back in August of 2019, just outside the Queensland town of Mackay. Gerald, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kate. How you going, mate?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, man. Not bad. First time caller, long time listener.
and a long supporter of the show, so thank you very much. That is very appreciated. So, Gerald, you got in contact with me because you saw a really fascinating UFO outside of Mackay there, and you actually captured this on camera for about 8 minutes. You've got some really fascinating footage, and I need to talk to you about it, mate. So talk me through this encounter and what happened there.
Yeah, mate. Well, it was actually around about this time in 2019. It was around about August, actually. I came home ill from work because I work in the mine, so I work away from home. So I came home ill, and because I was on night shift, I had plenty of sleep during the day, so I stayed up late at night while my wife went and kids went to bed. As I got a little bit drowsy, I basically just decided to turn the TV off and lock up. But before I locked up, I saw my dog was actually in my yard, in the backyard, and he was like whimpering, like moaning. I'm thinking, oh, shit, what's going on here? Maybe he's got bitten by a snake or something. So I walked outside and I said, Chili, you okay? And he sort of just laid there. I mean, oh God, what's going on? Because I already had a dog that died by from a snake bite. So I walked out there, put the torch, had a look. Nah, couldn't see nothing. The torch on my phone, sorry. Couldn't see nothing. I thought, okay, nice. So I'm getting a pat, he waved his tail. I thought, okay. And then he looked up. When he looked up in the direction of where the object was, which got my attention because if he could see it, I mean, if I could see it. So I actually looked up where he was, where he's looking, and I could see this ball of red light. It was like, it was like a beach ball size from where I could see it from. It was stationary at the start, like didn't look like it was actually moving at all. So I'm thinking, what the hell is this? Is that a minion light or what? I estimated it to be about probably 5,000 feet because I do a lot of UFO investigator for UFO Queensland. So all of a sudden this thing started moving, but real silently. And I'm thinking, okay. So I popped my phone, hit record. And I just watched it for 8 minutes and was wondering, what the fuck is this thing? It was actually like not going fast. It was just going just a not moderate pace. No noise, no know nothing, and I'd watched it as it was going out to sea. It was quite intriguing, mate.
So your dog was having a physical reaction to whatever this thing was in the sky,
mate. Yeah, whatever it was, it was actually like he could actually see it. He could actually see it. Like he was laying down on the cold grass, and he was moaning and whimpering. And I'm thinking, you know, he doesn't do that normally. He usually sleeps on something because he sits outside. He's a guard dog for us, and he could see this thing, whatever the hell it was, which that's what got me intrigued. That's why I just popped the phone and started recording this thing, you know.
You said that you were a UFO investigator. Were you doing that before you saw this, or was this a kind of a knock-on effect after this type of experience?
I had probably just started doing it because I contacted Cheryl Gottschall from UFO Queensland Incorporated in Brisbane. Asking if she needs any kind of UFO investigators, because I've always been fascinated with the phenomenon, you know, and just something to do, you know, from your spare time, there's, you know, just something to do, I suppose. Anyway, and Cheryl basically said, yeah, no worries, we'll get you started. And then probably about 2 weeks later, 2-3 weeks later, that's when I had my encounter, and I started. We'd get the phone and started recording, and the rest is history, basically.
That must have felt like Christmas Day for you, because...
It was, mate.
Because it doesn't happen to a lot of people to see something like that, and to already have such an interest in it, to, you know, go that extra mile and start to take the steps to become an investigator in your area. This must have absolutely sent you over the moon.
Oh, it did, mate. It did. Before my father died, like we always to sit down and watch every unsolved mysteries and UFOs and stuff like that. If there's anything else, he didn't want to watch it, but we used to watch just the UFO ones. We just loved it because we thought we can't be the only ones in this universe, you know. These craft, people are seeing these craft, and people are saying, you know, oh, they're crazy and stuff. But when you see something, it's What can I say? It's like it's magical. Like you think, what the hell is this fucking thing? Like you think this can't be right. My eyes are deceiving me, you know. You blink a couple times, you look again, and it's still there, and it's still moving, and you think this is just, you know, not real. But you know, it was real. It was really real.
So when you saw this thing, to say it's 5,000 feet up high, that's a really good guess. So You're doing astronomy just as a bit of fun, is that right?
Yeah, I do astrophotography at night, nighttime photography, and also basically I've got a telescope and stuff. I look through a telescope and look at the moon and stars and stuff like that. Sorry, I just want to mention too that this was actually on a moonless night, so it was actually pitch black, like it was a new moon, so it was no moon at all, so it was, yeah, I could see every star, and
No, that's totally fine. So the conditions were kind of perfect for this type of sign.
A clear sky, not a cloud in the sky. Not a cloud in the sky. It was perfect.
So you can say it was about 5,000 feet up in the sky, which I think is fantastic that you can tell that in a pitch black sky, because a lot of people, especially at night, have great difficulty, I guess, judging that distance. Now, could you have a rough guess at how big you think this thing was?
Well, as I said, like from my from where I was standing to where I was looking, it looked like the size of it, like the size of probably like on the camera, it was the size of a beach ball. But in my own eyes, it was more bigger than that. Like it was actually more like the earth balls you used to have in school. You remember the big earth balls you used to have in school?
Yeah.
It was like one of those big things, but bigger. Like it was just bright red, and it was just. It was not like it wasn't a satellite. It wasn't high altitude balloon or anything like that. This was legit unidentified flying object or something. There was nothing. There was no sound. It wasn't a Chinese lantern. I just can't find the words for it, Kate. I already can't, mate.
And you know what? These days, people aren't really sending Chinese lanterns up into the sky, like especially in Queensland, you know, it's just such a fire risk. And
exactly right, yeah.
You would notice the flickering of the flame as well. And you didn't notice anything like that with this. This was just kind of like a solid ball, wasn't it?
there was like a solid red ball. Yep. Which actually has been seen around the world. So actually I got a poster on my phone from another UFO group that I've, and it actually has the red ball on the poster. And I can flick it up. I can flick it up to you if you want. It was actually what I saw. Like, it actually brought back my memory straight away. Like, that's it. That's what I saw. You know. So yeah, they got basically every UFO craft that people have seen around the world, and. There and mine was there. Like, I could see this red ball right on this poster.
Yeah, that's incredible. I really like moments like that where it's just like a switch gets hit and you're like, yes, that's almost a validation of what I've seen.
That's correct, yeah.
How long into this encounter did you start to think that this was a UFO? Because there might be people who are listening who go, oh, maybe he's maybe biased to this being a UFO because he's just started looking into UFOs. But was this something that you thought about for a little bit before you really go on and said, look, I think that was a UFO? Or because of the, I guess, you starting to get into the investigations, that you kind of knew the things to look for to quickly identify it. So I guess, yeah. I'm kind of going at that with a two-pronged question there.
Yeah. Basically, when I was taping it, like, I, as I said, like, I was saying, you know, what the fuck is this? Like, when I was taping, so I was actually just trying to keep my phone camera still as possible, so I could actually still keep the object in sight. When I later reviewed the footage and then took a couple of stills and then actually blew up the picture to have a look at what the hell this thing was, I could see no definitive outline of a helicopter or anything like that. So it wasn't a helicopter with a bright red light or anything like that. It was just like this massive, with this ball of mass just in the night sky, and you can actually see, like, in my photo, you can actually see like a one or two small faint stars behind it. So as reference, you know, so you're thinking, okay, so this is something that's there. As for being that's what I meant, and that's basically when I thought, well, I could not identify this. I had no, there was no sound, you know, and other people, when I actually contacted the Daily Mercury here in Mackay, you know, the editor, actually, she was a bit, another UFO case, you know. She actually contacted the a group on Facebook. I don't really want to mention their name just in case I don't want to be known. And two people actually came forward that actually saw the same object that I saw on the same night that actually crossed over their car while I came home from the early beach for a fishing trip. So that, to me, validates my theory on, because if they can't identify it, and I can't identify it, well, then that's identified flying object.
Do you know how close it got to their vehicle? Because you said it flew over, and
no, it didn't drop down in altitude at all. It stayed basically roughly, I presume, around about 5,000 feet, easy, and it just slowly went to sea. And I kept the video on it, or kept my camera phone on it until my phone could not actually focus on it anymore. It just lost it then as it went off to sea.
So what was the impression from the newspaper? Because I mean, they've obviously reached out to try validate it a little bit, and they've basically got corroborating evidence of other people seeing what you saw. One, that would have been fantastic for you, because it's like, yep, that was definitely there. I wasn't making this up or anything like that. And the fact that you captured it on your camera, I think that's fantastic. And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, are you wanting more content? Why not become a Believe Plus member? You'll get access to exclusive podcasts and episodes that aren't available to the public. Not only that, you'll also get our regular feed without any ads. Head to believepod.com/plus to sign up today for just $5 a month.
Yeah, well, they're going to say, well, as I said, like, when I said, oh, I've got a, you know, I've got a story for you. Do you want to know about that? I said, what is it? I said, well, I saw this object. So I made the type of story. Actually, you know, so I sent us the photos, and then basically it just went from there. And then, but the way they wrote it, it sounded like they're actually ridiculing me. But when that actually hit the papers and people in the Mackay area actually seen it, another person came forward who lives in a town called Cuttable, which is basically, you know, not far from where I am. It actually flew over her house. So when I seen it from where my house is, it looked stationary, and then it started veering off to the right. To the left, and then it was actually going into the ocean. So I believe it was actually coming forward towards me from the Cuttable area. So it actually would have flown over her house, coming towards me, and then started veering off, and then heading out to sea, and then it went over the people in the car.
I just think it's so fascinating that so many people have seen this same sighting, and it's such a rare thing to actually kind of. Not justify, but to get that input from other people about what they saw, that people are so willing to come forward.
Yeah, because when you see something, you think, you know, am I going crazy? You know, but what do I see? You know, you're just dumbfounded. That's the only word I can use. Like, it just looks like it's not real. Like, you think your mind can't comprehend what you saw. Until you actually sit down, like if you can get it on footage, sit down and look at the footage and then just look it over and go, And then I showed my wife and she watched it and she's like, she couldn't discern, couldn't see anything to discern it from, you know, helicopter or plane or anything like that. We got the flight path from the planes and all that. So whenever they fly over our place, you can actually see red, green, and white lights. So when they're landing, you actually see a white landing light. But when they're up in the sky, you can actually see the red and green light. This one only had one light. It was red, and that was it. It was just like a big ball of redness.
How would the scale of the light that you saw compare to the planes that you see in that flight path?
Well, with the planes, you can actually tell it's a plane, like a plane light, because it flashes. This thing wasn't flashing; it blew up an earth ball and put it like a red light inside of it, like a clear earth ball, and put like a red light inside it. And then basically fly it. That's what it sort of looked like to me.
Yeah,
it's just like. Like those big gumballs. Remember in kids, those big damn gumballs you had? That colour red. So like a real red, red colour. It's just non-flashing, just red light. And it was but moving. And yeah, and then when people see it and other people see it and come forward, you think, okay, we've got something here.
So something that we haven't talked about, and for those who are listening to the podcast, you're going to have to jump onto the website, and I'll leave links for that in the show notes for this episode. One of the pictures that you've been able to extract from the video that you captured shows this really weird feature to the light that you really only noticed when you kind of took it into an app and kind of tweaked with the colors and the settings a little bit. But it seems to be showing almost like a beam of light coming out the bottom of it.
That's correct. And like I could not see that with my own two eyes. I couldn't see it on the camera when it was just like with the darkness of the sky. It was only when I took the contrast away and played with the blue spectrum and stuff like that to make it blue, that's when it showed up. And so you could see there's like this beam of light. Was it having a beam light in the ground, like that's what it looked like to me, you know. That's what really thought, okay, that's really weird now. That is getting real fucking weird now. When you see that, you think, okay, yeah, this ain't a plane now. We're not, you know, we can just throw the plane and the helicopter bullshit out and then basically get to UFOs now. So, I was excited. I even showed my wife, said, look at this. She goes, what'd you do to it? I said, we took the contrast out, and that's what appeared, you know, like, you can see it's shining light on the ground. Like, yeah. Why I don't know. Like, is it using that to navigate, or I really don't know.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I really do encourage people to jump on the website and check it out. But do you still have a copy of the video?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Have you edited the video like you did with the single screen grab?
What do you mean?
So with this screen grab that you got here, where it shows this beam of light maybe coming out of it, I would be really interested to see if you can see this happening in real time on the video.
Yeah, no, to me you can't. Like, as I said, I watched that over and over and over again to think what the hell it is. And when I had to put it on Facebook, I actually had to cut it down from 8 minutes to 5 minutes because only Facebook only allows 5 minutes for the video. And as I said, like, I watched it over and over again. You cannot physically see the light shine down. It's only when I took that still and took away the contrast to show, just basically to try and, how can I say, to enhance the picture of that red light to see what the hell it was, to see if there was any kind of structure there or anything like that. That's what I was trying to do. And then all of a sudden, this beam of light is basically down, you know, looking down onto the ground. I'm thinking, okay, that's really weird.
Yeah, mate, if it's okay with you, I'd love to get a copy of that video because I'll be able to do the same manipulation that you've done to the contrast to a moving video. So
we'll
be able to see if this thing is doing anything else in a real time, which I think which could be pretty mind blowing because I'm so seriously impressed with this image because, to be honest, I've never really seen any type of UFO image like this where you can actually see light coming out of it that wasn't faked.
No. I don't know how to fake photos. I don't know how to edit photos, you know. I basically can just set up a camera, I just look at a book, see what the settings are, what I need, and then basically take photos of the night sky. I can't do any kind of editing or anything like that. I don't have I'm not that technology advanced with computers and stuff to do that kind of stuff. There's no way in hell I can manipulate that photo. You can put me on a polygraph. I can tell you 100% I'll pass it because what I've seen is what I saw. Like I still get excited when I talk about it, you know, what you do, but there's only a certain amount of people I can talk to, you know.
Absolutely, Matt, I totally get it. It's why I started the podcast. No one wants to talk to me about this stuff, so I decided I'll talk to others. But mate, this is a really great capture, and I'm really grateful that you've come on the podcast to talk about it. And you know, Matt, I'm really keen to sink my teeth in on that little edit and see if we can kind of pull out any additional information on this, because who knows, mate, you could be sitting on one of the best pieces of evidence that we will see in a while. Because like I said, I've never seen other pictures like this before, and some people might just say it's a red dot in the sky, but I think there's a lot more going on here than what people probably realize.
Yeah, I'll send it to you, and hopefully when you do have a look at it and try and do what you have to do to it, send me a copy back to it, because I would love to see it.
Yeah, mate, absolutely.
As I said, Kate, it's just, when you see something in the night sky, you just become dumbfounded, mate. Eh? Like, your mind just goes, it goes into overdrive thinking, okay, was it a plane? No, it's a helicopter, no. You know, you just goes, why is it overdrive? That night I couldn't sleep at all after that. Like, I basically stayed up that night looking, you know, basically jotting down what I saw, and trying to work out. And then the next day I took photos again the next day of where I actually seen it, and basically, put two of the still side by side on it, and then basically try to pinpoint exactly where it was in the daytime sky, so I could actually get a rough idea of how I got my 5,000 feet. That's exactly what I did. And then I basically compiled all the evidence, I submitted to Cheryl, and then basically she got back to me name. She's basically, she doesn't know what it is. You know, because when we do UFO investigations, we actually have to have, well, we do, we'll work to have the plane, where the planes fly and all that. So we can go back and look at flight radar 24 and see where the plane, which plane flew over this time. You know, we can actually go, okay, well, that was a plane we saw. You know, that was a high altitude plane, or that was a load of the CQ rescue chopper or something, you know. So we can actually take away all the things out of it and basically go, radio, well, this is what you saw, then, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool, you know, because I've never thought of the things that go into a UFO investigation. And, you know, I guess that makes perfect sense. You know, remove the air traffic from the scenario, and then you've only got the raw data to really play with there.
Exactly. You've only got the what if, what is, or what is the thing. Exactly.
So how long have you been researching UFOs now there, Gerald?
Well, I started basically when I was 11. As I said, like I used to watch a lot of UFO shows, and I basically read as many UFO books as I can. I'm just intrigued. Like, I'm just fascinated. Like, all these people from the 1950s or even earlier, 1800s actually, have seen objects in the sky. And, you know, like, we only had planes back in, or when the Wright brothers fly back in, what's that, in the 30s. So, you know, first flight was back in the 20s, you know. And basically, people seeing objects being recorded back in the 1800s, you know. So you're thinking, okay. And it actually goes back further than that, you know. It goes back to Aboriginal days, you know. Like, the Aboriginals have rock cave paintings of, you know, UFOs. And the Egyptians have UFOs and all that kind of stuff on the hieroglyphics and stuff. So you're thinking, okay, well, there was no photography back then. This is their photography. So what the hell do they see? You know, so, yeah. We're not alone, mate. If we're alone, well, then I'll eat my hat, basically. But I don't think we're alone.
So what do you think these craft are? Do you think they're from another planet or being potentially...
Hard to say, mate. It's hard to say. I mean, you know, because we're advancing technology all the time. I believe that some craft that people see could be experimental, you know, military aircraft, like the Black Ops and all that kind of stuff, like the Black Projects. But others that are, you know, that actually see things and actually have really good photos and are pretty legit, you know, or they, you know, they can't explain what it is. Well, then, you know, they're the ones that you sort of think, okay, well, you know, what is it? What are they, you know? Where do they come from? Who's driving these things? Are they, you know, are they occupied, or are they just drones, you know? It's hard to say, mate. It's really hard to say.
You know where they come from. I think that's a great answer, because when it comes to a UFO encounter, it's so personal. So it really depends on how the person perceives that encounter as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, as I said, like, just talk about now, it's sort of bringing back memories. That's why I'm sort of, I get a little bit nervous when I talk about this, because, you know, people look at you differently and stuff like that, you know.
Gerald, it's been fantastic having you on, mate. You've been an incredible guest, and the evidence that you captured, it's outstanding. But before we let you go, mate, you have a bit of a Facebook group that you have here in Mackay. Mate, do you want to give that a bit of a plug? Because
it's Mackay and Central Highlands UFO Research Group. All you have to do is just like it, and, you know, there's no membership fee. It's free to join. And basically, if you ever have any kind of encounter, you can actually post it on there. You know, I do regularly check it for trolls and stuff like that, and people, I have about 1,500 people on that group, basically from America right through Europe, and right around Australia. And also, you know, so I'm admin on it, so I'll basically, you know, check footages and stuff there, and then, you know, people contact me via the website, and then, you know, I'll give them my real name, and they can come and send me a message or something, and then I'll put an email. I'm forever looking at footage.
Yeah, mate, it's the, I guess that's busy. A curse of a researcher.
that's been a little bit quiet this, the last year, which is good. So I've had a bit of a break from it. But yeah, I'm always watching the night sky, mate, because you just never know.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFO radio. Until next time, stay safe, and you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.